sail, Bombay tell you to run.
And as you make your decisions for the future of our children, I hope that you will remember that each one of us as individuals, when judgment day comes, will be judged by God when we're playing God ourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a popularity contest. This is a time for people to speak. This is not a time for, if you want to celebrate when the person's finished speaking, you may applaud. But we'll keep it to that.
So it was all calm seas, no trouble yesterday at the...
Somebody brought up God.
Many times, yeah. And I think, I hope I'm not wrong about this, because I didn't really watch all of the individual public comments, because so many of them were just unnecessary, unhelpful, unproductive, whatever you want to call it. But here, Pam Schwartz, I think, was actually coming at it from the Democrat side. Like, she was... against them, against the Republicans for what they were doing. If I got that wrong, I apologize. It doesn't really matter. But it was a lot of allegations and accusations and people talking about how, what was being done with the superintendent across the board, the firing of the superintendent, the way he was fired, and then, the passing over of Sheena Payne for the superintendent job, or the interim superintendent job, as had been the case up until the meeting yesterday. Isaac Williams, Truvine Baptist Church.
I'm saying there's a right way to do right, and then we can all sleep at night. But when you do undermined things, and then you want the public to be okay with it, that's wrong. I have always supported this school board. You all have never seen me once come down and challenge one of you. I work in the community, I volunteer in school, but you all did the other night was wrong. You had the superintendent going to these graduations being fired, shaking the student's hand. How would you like to have done that?
Yeah, they certainly put him and them in an awkward position with that, and we didn't really, he did, by the way, fulfill his duties. He was not at the meeting yesterday. And then you had, Washington Thomas, who was a teacher, making the argument that, look, there's a right way to do this, and you didn't do it the right way.
Everyone in this room understand hierarchy. If anything happened to any president of the United States, we all know that the next person in line is the vice president of the United States. So for me, it has nothing at all with Mr. Leonard, but it's a no-brainer for me that regardless of who put Deputy Superintendent in the position is hers. So for the next person, for Ms. Payne, not to even be considered, not her name, not to have even come up, that is almost an embarrassment. For this board, I was totally embarrassed.
And Dr. Tyler Hireman saying, look, she's been in there working and doing all the right things, and then here you are passing over her when the time comes for her to basically do her job, which is to step up to be the interim until y'all can hire your permanent.
How is it possible that you can skip the chain of command and overlook this woman sitting over here who's been sitting in that office with Dr. Smith countless days and hours trying to figure out what y'all don't messed up?
A lot of come on now, a lot of a lot of, there's a, if, I was talking with my wife about this yesterday, and part of what was interesting yesterday is watching the, I want to say this, the way in which black people have a public meeting like this, especially when there are religious leaders who are in there giving their speeches, and it was almost like a black church service. Ish, kind of in that, which if you haven't ever been to a black church service, it's understandable you might not know. But one of the core differences between typically a white church service and a black church service, even if they're both the same denomination, right? I'm not talking about some doctrinal difference, is just kind of a tone and style. And, white church service, a pastor says a thing and okay. and sometimes you're more in your Pentecostal leaning churches, maybe occasionally a rowdy Baptist church, somebody might go, amen, like that. Every sentence in a black church sermon, you're going to have reaction from the crowd. There's a lot of that, come on now. That's just very common. And it was interesting to see that on display yesterday in the reaction to the kind of comments by typically white speakers and typically black speakers. Not always, but, if you've got any experience in these areas, that's what we were seeing. That's kind of what it sounded like. So allegations of race and sex aside, which I said were, you know, hard to justify, and you need to be able to justify them or you shouldn't make those allegations. Passing over her, I did not think that made a lot of sense. But then an interesting thing happened. You had Kevin Adams talking about how, you know, Mr. Leonard had a plan, and that when he had applied for the superintendent's job, he'd done such a detailed plan that they actually kind of gave some of the other candidates a chance to form their own plan, which they hadn't done on their own initiative. And saying that we need to get these, you know, deep performing schools turned around. That's going to be the biggest challenge for the superintendent. And then a lot of conversation about, well, look, if you put somebody into this job, whichever of them it is, what's to prevent us from, and what's to prevent you, because it was Bill Slayton doing the talking. He was one of the ones who objected to the whole way this happened in the first place. You know, what's to prevent you from just coming in with an add-on item in 2 months and being irritated at how this person's doing the job and just up and firing them. And then we lose one of these two key personnel that weren't really supposed to be in that job in the first place. You know, we need them where they are.
My first part of that is a little bit of what Mr. Adams said, that if he doesn't perform, he won't wait very long. Well, I don't think I want Mr. Leonard or Ms. Payne to accept the position that they might be fired from. I mean, I think that terminology we need to discuss.
So that was kind of the first half of the meeting. And then an odd thing happened. David Williams basically said, you know, I'd kind of like to take a break. I need to talk to the attorney. Okay. You know, there was some conversation about whether there is such a thing as an interim superintendent or not. There was conversations about the timing of replacements and all of this stuff. And anyway, he asked for a break. So I took a break. And we come back, and instead of him talking much, or us even really knowing too much about what happened behind the scenes, Sheena Payne, who is the deputy superintendent, she gave a speech sitting there at the table, and it was the most amazing speech. It was the most wonderful, passionate, moving, personal, delightful speech that just, it was fantastic. And she started off, and I'll tell you what, I didn't know this woman before yesterday. I love this woman today. She's fabulous, okay? Here's how she started.
Good afternoon, board members, and for all of those that are here. First of all, let me say that my expectation would be that for every meeting moving forward, as we talk about children and what's best for kids, that this same crowd would come every time. Every time.
I love that, right? Like, y'all are here because of the controversy, right? How about you come every month, you know, and let's talk about some of this stuff and let's really get you involved in what's going on with your kids' lives instead of just being here for the drama of the day. And, you know, she talked about growing up here, teaching here, being a principal here and, you know, forever in this school system and never thinking that 25 years on, you know, she'd be in this position. But also talking about who she is, what she believes, and where she views her position as coming from, as in not really from the school board.
I worry not about promotion because I've lived long enough to know that promotion doesn't come from the East and it doesn't come from the West. The book that we talks about says promotion comes from God. And so I believe that I serve in a capacity that enables me, he strengthens me to give ministry to children all over from, and I don't care what they look like, where they come from, anything like that, because I'm just grateful to be able to serve.
And she basically got up there and said, you know, I'll tell you what, nobody really asked for all this nonsense. Nobody asked for all this crisis. We don't need to do this. But Mr. Leonard, you want to be the superintendent? Perfectly fine by me.
I'm grateful for Dr. Smith and the opportunity to serve as deputy superintendent. That's not what I had in my mind, but sometimes the Lord has other plans. And so I appreciate that. So, Mr. Leonard, let me say to you, sir, I heard someone say earlier in this meeting that you agreed and that you would serve. So, sir, serve on.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, she really hadn't. I mean, remember yesterday we talked to Allison Bennett. He said he kind of talked to her, and she didn't really ask for all of this and wasn't even clear that she wanted the job. And it almost seems like nobody asked her. Like, almost that's what it seems like. Because her answer is, I'm good. Make him the superintendent. That's fine. And just to give you, like, a, you know, this was kind of how she ended her speech, because she... It was funny, okay, because they're doing the whole thing about 3 minutes, and then some people donated time, and they did not take my advice of giving people a minute apiece, which really they could have saved us all about an hour and a half if they'd done that, but they didn't. About a four-hour meeting altogether. I was amazed it took them like 2 hours after this point to figure out everything. It was just, it was not a well-run meeting. Okay, anyway, but right toward the end of her speech.
Shake the hand and make it right, because God is holding us accountable for what we do from this day forward. Now I've had too much time. Didn't nobody loan me any time? Somebody should have given me 3, 6, 9, 12. If you're going to talk about me, let me talk.
I don't even know how much time I've been talking to, but it's okay. I love her. She's great. So they appointed Mr. Leonard on a 5-0 vote. That was easy. They after she basically stepped out of the way. Then they had a long conversation about, you know, how long would they appoint him for? Would it be to 6 months? And basically what they settled on, and I think rightly so, is there's no point in giving him a tenure that goes until, you know, February, for example, because you can't start to really hire a new superintendent until about January, February. None of them are going to be interested in any of this stuff this fall. They're all starting in their new jobs. All the good candidates, as they said, have been snapped up. Okay, so the only chance you've got is that somebody is going to be wanting to leave next year and come to Escambia County. And so you start looking for that person in January or February, but you don't hire them in January or February. You're going to hire them in, like, you know, June, okay, of next year, because it's going to take you that long to go through the process. So they settled on what's really a 13-month appointment. Okay, so, you know, Mr. Leonard is going to be the superintendent now for the next 13 months, and then we're going to hire somebody. We're going to start looking for somebody to take on that job in January. It might well be him. Okay. I would expect he would apply for the job. He may decide he doesn't like it once he's got it. You know, oh, I didn't realize, you know, go back to be the HR director, which is one of the things they made possible. And then David Williams, District 3, is going to do the negotiating. So all in all, you know, an oddly productive meeting, unexpectedly productive meeting, if only because one of the key women who could have made a stink out of it made a beautiful sacrifice out of it. And there we are. We now have a new superintendent for the next year. 523 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
For the Indians, one run on, let's see, one hit. That's all we got. One damn hit.
You can't say damn on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
That movie would not have been worth watching without Bob Uecker. I'll just put it that way. He's the host of the whole movie.
He made everything better than
that's
he was
exactly
ever
right.
In.
525 Major League, in case you're not familiar. 525 on News Radio 92.3. Hey, how was the boom for you?
I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it?
No, but I sleep
heavy. Oh, my God. We were, okay, so.
Did you hear it?
Just shy of 10 o'clock last night. I'm listening to a baseball game while I'm doing show prep, so I got my earbuds in, and all of a sudden I hear slash feel this what the you know, and it I'm like, I know Eglin does testing, but it didn't seem like that, and why would they be doing it 10 o'clock at night? And my wife's, and I'm like, did you hear that? She's like, you hear it, I felt it. I'm like, what the? And it seemed to come kind of from the east is kind of all we could really tell. So, you
like
know,
Jesus's star,
right? We do what people do, and you go outside and you look. Not that you're going to be able to see nothing, but that's what you do. You go out and you look, hoping maybe, and there's nothing. So I get back on, go back inside, and I go on Facebook. You know, hey, just heard a big boom. Anybody else? All the comments. I mean, within a minute, I had like 30. It was crazy. So SpaceX Dragon.
Did it land?
Re-entering made that loud of a sonic boom. Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
And it wasn't here. It was over like Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness.
But I had people tell me, yeah, you could see it, and then about 2 to 3 minutes later, you could hear it, and I'm like, wow, that was loud. Like,
man,
unbelievable.
I was asleep.
Rattling the house kind of loud for a lot of people. So, man, that's what you heard last night. And interesting. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, you felt it? Did it wake you up?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I was awake, but it drove my dogs crazy.
Oh.
They started going, and
weirdly, our dogs that hate all that stuff, it didn't bother them, weirdly.
See,
yeah.
I'm not sure what's louder, a sonic boom over Panama City or five dogs going crazy in my living room.
What about the chickens? How'd the chickens handle it?
Well, they were okay.
All right.
Yeah, until 4 a.m. Then the roosters were going a little crazy.
I was going to say, the hens are calm. All right.
The House expected to vote today on a bill that would lift the $31 trillion federal debt ceiling. There will also be debate on the House floor today as the debt ceiling bill continues to face some opposition from both Republicans and Democrats. Testimony resuming today in the trial of a man accused of killing 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue. Federal prosecutors looking for convictions on 63 separate counts against Robert Bowers in connection with the October 2018 mass shooting. The government planning to seek the death penalty if he's found guilty. And leaders in the artificial intelligence industry, along with some academics and even celebrities, now warning of the risk of possible human extinction due to AI if left unchecked. A statement from the Center for AI Safety says mitigating safety risks from AI needs to be a global priority along the level of pandemics and nuclear war. And this statement was signed by hundreds of leaders in the AI industry.
Well, it's not like we have any, you know, history of thinking that maybe the self-aware machines would do the humans harm, either through deliberate acts or games. Terminator, 2001, every single science fiction movie made in the last 50 years, or just through, you know, oversight, errors, you know, miscalculations and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, this is pretty much like I feel like I was raised by TV for this moment in time.
So he mentions human extinction, and then you guys managed to make it worse.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's what we do.
Right.
I don't think anybody could you know it, if like you know we see the bombs falling, not the SpaceX capsule making the sonic boom, but we see the missiles coming. You know, you look at me like, yeah, that's kind of how I thought it'd go. I mean, you can't really act like, oh man, nobody saw this coming. Of course, on the other hand, it could just be fine. We could all just go out to pasture like the Eloy, and you know the robot Morlocks can run the world and. That'll be fine, too. because I don't know which alternative to these two futures we really have coming. David, thanks so much for the update. What do you have coming up next, man?
Well, we'll have more on the Escambia School Board meeting last night right after this update from Fox News.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. One massive hurdle overcome in the House. Now the debt limit compromise President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy put together will be up for a vote in the full House tonight. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says a lot of Republicans are behind it and he wants more cuts.
I surely want to bank the first round of cuts. And that's what you do by passing this bill, but also the reforms, you know, real cuts to the IRS.
A Republican on Fox's Kudlow, 30 Republicans, one Democrat are against it, according to Fox tracking. 9 teens arrested over a brutal beating of 3 Marines on a California beach over the holiday weekend. That's the mayhem. The Orange County Sheriff's Office announcing 4 men and 1 woman charged with assault with a deadly weapon. They were sent to juvenile hall. North Korea botches its spy satellite launch. The rocket falls into the sea. The rogue nation claims it will try again as soon as possible. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 News Radio 92.3. It's partly cloudy, 68 in Pensacola this morning. Well, yesterday's Escambia County School Board meeting had over 2 hours of heated public comment, many people pushing for current Deputy Superintendent Dr. Sheena Payne. In the end, though, it was Payne's passionate speech that rallied the audience to support Keith Leonard for the job.
Mr. Leonard, let me say to you, sir, I heard someone say earlier in this meeting that you agreed and that you would serve. So, sir, serve on. And my prayer will be that you will be propped on every lean and side, that a spirit of cooperation would rest, rule, and abide, that we would no longer be ugly, but we would come together.
And shortly after Payne received a standing ovation, the board voted 5-0 to appoint Leonard as the interim superintendent. He'll formally start on Thursday with a contract that goes through June of 2024. Governor DeSantis says he wants to turn the country around. He kicked off his presidential campaign yesterday in Iowa.
Speaking to supporters outside Des Moines, he claimed the U.S. is going in the wrong direction. The newly announced Republican candidate also ripped the Biden administration on issues like immigration and the economy. The visit kicked off a 4-day swing through early voting states, including trips to New Hampshire and South Carolina this week. His campaign is calling it Our Great American Comeback Tour. DeSantis formally entered the 2024 race for the White House last week. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Well, if you've been in Florida during hurricane season for any length of time, you've no doubt heard the phrase, the first 72 is on you. Well, get ready. There's a new message this year. 1 week ready.
We want to make sure that we plan for a catastrophic event here. So if we were to plan for a Category 5 hurricane, we would want to make sure that our citizens had enough food and water per individual for at least a week on hand.
Escambia County Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, and he says that 1 week ready will be the new messaging statewide. As always, county leaders are stressing knowing your evacuation zone, your home insurance coverage, and having a plan and supplies in place before a storm arrives. The sheriff's office says a Friday shooting that left a 16-year-old dead is now being investigated as a possible case of self-defense. The shooting happened on Friday on Murphy Lane, where deputies found a victim near the road with a gunshot wound to the head. Investigators say two armed 16-year-olds had reportedly been robbing people in that area. They believe somebody had called for help and the person that showed up exchanged gunfire with the 16-year-olds. So far, nobody charged in the case. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Beautiful day today, nice and warm and humid. Small chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. 20% chance of rain overall. High near 88 with lows overnight dropping near 69 degrees. For Thursday, rain chance will be increasing. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 85. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 69. Rain chance will drop off a little bit for Friday with a 30% chance of rain with a high near 89. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
It's 68 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
it's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes. But they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else could pay our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Escambia County Emergency Management has three things you need to know this hurricane season. Number one, know your zone. Do you live in a hurricane evacuation zone? Number two, know your home. Is it prepared for a hurricane? Your safest place may be at home instead of a shelter. Number three, know your plan. Where can you stay if you are evacuated? Confirm plans now with family or friends before the storm. For more information, go to myescambia.com/be ready.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, 537, News Radio 92.3, the day after the Sonic Boom, as we're calling it. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Sonic Boom plus one day. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had a chance to talk to Chip Simmons, the Escambia County Sheriff. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, man. I should ask you. There's just been a lot going on in the last week that deals with y'all's folks. In fact, let's start with... just this morning at 4:25, we had a burglary involving a bunch of cars at the Pensacola Auto Brokers on US 29, and a suspect chased and fled. And what happened here?
Yeah, you know, we talk a lot about crime tends to uptick a little bit in the summertime. We talk about it upticking after school gets out. We talk about it upticking during holidays, right? So all three of those kind of converge on Memorial Day weekend. And while we have so many people out doing things, it's been a busy week, you know, and like I said, if you have kids out of school, you have the holiday people that are out there doing their holiday thing, and then you just have the typical summertime thing. So it, just this morning we put out, if you go follow our Facebook page, we have a picture of this clown, a dude named burglarized Pensacola Auto Brokers. I had to make sure I had it right. Damaged two vehicles and stole another when he ran through their iron gate. One of our deputies saw this individual in a car, tried to stop him, but didn't know he was involved in a burglary. He tried to stop him. The vehicle fled. He didn't know what he was doing, so he did not.
He knew somebody was doing wrong, but he didn't know the background.
Yeah, but this genius, he ended up crashing his car at 29 in Archer. He fled from a crash on foot. But he was followed by a citizen. So fortunately, we had people that are out there to say, "I saw."
There was a dude on foot following him.
Yeah,
a citizen. No way.
We were able to locate and arrest him with the information provided by the citizen. He was charged, ended up being charged with burglary, grand theft of a motor vehicle, criminal mischief, and fleeing and eluding. Obviously, we want to thank the citizens for helping us out. There's a picture of him in the back of our cruiser car. And this happened, again, just a couple of hours ago. So our deputies are out there doing a lot of good work. But over the weekend, we were kind of busy. We had some unfortunate...
Really bad stuff over the weekend. Let's start with the Days Inn on Lavelle Way. Now, this is... Days Inn is a good hotel. That area is good, right by the Cracker Barrel off of Wildlake Boulevard. Of course, there's been other news related to Pine Forest right in that vicinity this morning, completely unrelated. But you had somebody shot in the back and killed. Is that right?
Well, it's kind of a... that's kind of an unfortunate thing that took place there. They apparently two individuals who didn't really know each other staying at the hotel.
Okay.
So they meet up around the lobby area, have some sort of an exchange based on a previous beef. They know each other.
Like they ran into each other in the lobby or something?
Yeah. They happen to be, one's checking out and one looks like be checking out as well. And then they ran into each other in the lobby. And they ended up exchanging gunfire and resulted in the death of one individual. I guess the interesting part is the individual that was killed was out on bond for a homicide that we charged him with last year.
What?
So he was out on bond, awaiting trial, and he ends up getting into this this shootout basically with this other individual. So we do have a suspect. In fact, we have a couple suspects. Let's see here.
I mean, are these just like? It doesn't sound like these are just citizens. Like these are people involved in crime. Are they? I mean, do we have any notion of like what else is going on here or background?
Yeah, well, let me give the name of the individual we're looking for in case anyone knows him. Devin Smith. We are working on an affidavit now, or we were. We probably have a warrant now for him. Devin Smith, charging him with second-degree homicide. No bond. And so if anyone knows where Devin Smith is, please let us know. We did search the victim's room, and we found a ton of drugs. We found marijuana, cocaine, some fentanyl, some meth, some pills, about $6,000 in cash. So,
and not personal consumption amounts?
No. You don't personally consume 2 pounds. Well, I mean, not in a short period of time, at least. 2 pounds of marijuana, cocaine, fentanyl, meth, and pills. Was that? I'm not sure. It's funny there.
This had come
because
up in
Andrew
an earlier story.
Because I don't know who smokes 2 pounds of weed. And I was like, nor do I.
He was clearly involved in illegal behavior. That's the victim. He was out on a homicide charge. He was out on bond for a homicide charge. And this other guy, they had a pre-existing beef and shoots him and kills him because they ran into each other accidentally in the days. It doesn't have anything to do with that hotel, just that they happen to be staying there.
They both happen to be staying there. And again, when we searched the room, we found a lot of drugs in the one room.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like we said, if you're not involved in high-risk behavior, you're unlikely to be a victim of a crime.
And we also had a really awful incident that was a byproduct of how many people were in Carver Park and Cantonment. Carver Park and Cantonment? What? I mean, this is the most empty of all parks. Like, every time I have been through that area, I always think, well, and there's another park that nobody uses. Or not much, you know? But, okay, so there's what? This giant street party at Carver Park over the weekend?
Yeah, I think it's every year they have a party, a Memorial Day. And it is at Carver Park. Now, again, we've been there a couple of times. We have some food giveaways there, some different things at Carver Park. But for the most part, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah.
But on this past Memorial Day, it was not. It looked like there were a couple hundred people there. Cars were lined up all throughout the roadway. And unfortunately, there was...
They just turned the vicinity into a parking lot, right?
Yeah, because it's not big enough to house all the cars that are going to be there. So, again, it's a Memorial Day. I'll call it a Memorial Day party. And individuals started shooting, and 3 people were injured, none life threatening. So, but we are looking into that. We are investigating, exactly who this individual or individuals were. We do have some video from the party, so I feel pretty comfortable we'll be able to identify the people. We'll probably end up putting the pictures out on our Facebook page of the people we're looking for to this very day.
This seems to be a phenomenon that we hear about periodically. We heard about it over on what's the big park over in the Warrington vicinity? This giant party, hundreds or even thousands of people who don't necessarily live in the neighborhood, but all come to that area because there's kind of a, hey, we're all going to get together and do this thing here. And then lo and behold, crime breaks out.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having a party. There's nothing wrong with having a get together,
sure,
a reunion, whatever you want to do. It's just, can we not do that without fighting and shooting? Can we not enjoy each other's company? Can we not enjoy a holiday? That's the thing that we got to ask ourselves, and some of these organizers. If you're going to organize a party, you need to understand, you know, who might come, and you need to understand the size of the crowd. And you need to understand that, you know, there's a potential for this sort of thing. If you invite the wrong, you know, the wrong people, some of these people come, like you said, they don't even live in a neighborhood. They come there, and oftentimes they're criminals. And if they come there with you know, crimes in mind or you know, intent to look for someone that they have a beef with, then there's a potential for that. Fortunately, it rarely happens, but when it does happen, it can be tragic.
Before that, we also had I guess you guys had an incident on Friday, which was a couple of teenagers shooting at each other. Is that right? Or yeah, one shot another anyway?
Yeah, we responded to Murphy Lane. There was a 16-year-old male that was shot and killed by another 16-year-old male. So we obviously know both individuals that are involved. We're investigating it. We're trying to piece everything together, see if it was a self-defense type of situation. But what's sad is this: one 16-year-old and another 16-year-old, both of them had firearms, and it was over it appears to be over an ex-girlfriend, it was an acquaintance type situation. They went there and then engaged in this activity. They intentionally went there to confront one another.
And so they went there to like duel or something, or just to have it out and fight with each other? Or?
Yeah, I think the ex-girlfriend called the ex-boyfriend to come there to help her, and because it was a disturbance with one of the 16-year-olds. Again, we're still investigating it, so I don't have all the details, but I can tell you that it was not random, and it's just, again, 16-year-old, two 16-year-old males.
Well, and so even if it's a self-defense scenario for the one 16-year-old, there would still be charges for the gun possession,
yeah,
right?
A
16-year-old can't have the gun.
Right, that's correct.
Okay,
that's
okay. Correct. So aside from the homicide charge or not, the gun charge would be relevant. And then we also had, what was the other one I was going to ask you about? It was Tiana Chick and Kendall Kyles in Brat. And this was also kind of a domestic related, a former boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I've been saying all along that there are two reasons we typically have homicides. One is drugs.
Mm-hmm.
About two-thirds of our homicides involve drugs, and one-third of them involve domestic or a boyfriend-girlfriend type of situation. And we've kind of talked about all of those now. We've talked about one that appears to be, if not drug-related, it's certainly drug-involved. And then the last two we're talking about were ex-boyfriend-girlfriend type situation. And that is the case here, where an individual was awakened by an ex-girlfriend in his home, and also a male in his home, and apparently his current girlfriend and his former girlfriend were fighting in the house, and then he's confronted by a man with a firearm in the hallway, and that man in the hallway fires at him through the door and ends up nicking him in the arm. Non-life-threatening, but we do have the information on, as you mentioned, the name. Last name is Chick, I believe. And then
why the ex-girlfriend and her current boyfriend broke into the current girlfriend and ex-boyfriend's house or apartment, or what were they? Do we know why? Were they just
Again? We're
people
trying to
get to texting, and all of a sudden it's
out.
A gunfight.
You know, who knows what these people are thinking? I think
Goodness.
if you're willing to break into a house, your thought processes aren't altogether.
Other than that, how was Memorial Day at the beach from a law enforcement perspective?
It was very busy, but I can tell you that it was, I didn't get a single call about anything unusual taking place. I think we have the normal, you know, we talk to people, and, you know, we get some typical complaints, but nothing that would even come to a criminal nature. So, it went very well.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. And you guys had your film showing, didn't you? Not that long ago, right? So, about a week or so ago,
movie night. Yeah, we were at Beulah on Friday night. It was probably the best crowd that we've had so far for a movie night. The weather was perfect. The movie, I didn't get to see the movie. The movie was great, and everyone just seemed like they had a really good time. So these things are working out.
The movie you didn't get to see was great.
The event was great. The event was great. And I heard some reviews. You know,
fair enough. Well, Sheriff, thanks for having your fellows out there and your ladies out there doing what they do, taking care of us, protecting crime, prosecuting crime, and trying to make sense of some of the craziness that we see around us on the news, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Most definitely. 550, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're getting ready to get in that next vehicle or thinking about it, trying to decide. Let me recommend Frontier Motors is a great place to shop because they've got a lot of cars in stock. About 300 at any given moment, you know, cars, trucks, Jeeps, SUVs, sedans. You know, they've got it, okay? And I know this from experience because the reason we wound up buying from them is purely selection. They had a car that we wanted. We were looking to replace our Grand Caravan that we had bought when our then, I think he was 16 when we did that, maybe about right, when he was born, because, you know, you need a car for a kid. So we bought a minivan, a Grand Caravan, and it was, you know, getting old. It was needing to be retired. So we wanted to test drive in advance so we knew that when the time came to replace the Grand Caravan, what kind of car we were looking for. And we thought Honda Odyssey, but you couldn't drive them. The new ones were not the same model year that we wanted to buy. The ones that were available used were a previous design, and the ones that were of our model year would get snapped up so fast before they were even cleaned up and you were allowed to drive them. It was kind of a weird gap where, like, we called it our unicorn. You just could not find one to drive, and so we were looking, and they had one. Happened to be the color we were looking for, even though we weren't going to buy a car. Looked at it, liked it. Perfect. We're going to get that in 6 months. Well, not that one, but, you know, one like it. Well, do you want to look at a price today? I mean, I guess you let us drive the car. We'll look at it. Whoa, that's a good price. You know, can you come down a little bit? Sure. Can you give us a day to think about it? Sure. Can you come down a little bit more? Sure. Can we buy it? I mean, it was like that was how much thought it really took to get it. It was very, very easy. And the point is they had the car that we wanted. Now, if they don't have it in stock, they can find it. Okay, they're very good at that. But the point is it's a great selection of cars, great service, good quality used cars a year or two or 3 years old in excellent condition. That's, you know, the kind of car that it would be new. It's just it's not new, but it's new to you, and it's as if you'd have bought it a year ago. That's kind of the idea. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community with great quality used cars for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass? We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
You've got mail.
Yes, I understand that every life must end.
You know, of all of the great Pearl Jam songs, this is my favorite. This is my favorite Pearl Jam.
I thought this was something else. I've never heard this before. This is beautiful.
It's called Just Breathe.
I have heard this before.
I mean, you know the voice as soon as you realize, oh, obviously that's Eddie Vedder, you know, but, oh, I don't know why. But that's just one of those, like, every time I hear it, chills. Every time I hear it. 555 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us as the sun starts to peek up over. Did I say peep up?
You did.
What is that, Easter? Peek up over the horizon. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Police still looking for three suspects wanted in that mass shooting that injured nine people on Hollywood Beach on the boardwalk there. Two teenagers are in custody for the shooting that happened Memorial Day. Hollywood police announced that two 18-year-olds have been arrested, but they are still looking for those other three suspects. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said to be preparing to launch a presidential campaign now. Multiple reports say allies of Christie have created a super PAC to support him during primary season. And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter now diagnosed with dementia. The Carter Center made that announcement yesterday, saying she continues to live happily at home with her husband, enjoying spring and planes and visits with loved ones. Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care earlier this year.
All right, David. Yeah, it's really sad to hear that about. I mean, at their age, it's not surprising. Obviously, it's not surprising, but our prayers are certainly with them and with their family. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm troubled by this story that comes out of California, where you had these off-duty Marines who were out at the beach, and they were basically, there was a giant crowd of like 40 or 50. I mean, I've seen some of the video, and it's a huge crowd. Very rowdy, disruptive. I mean, locals had apparently called the police already on them. And they were lighting off firecrackers and fireworks and things like that, and basically disturbing, you know, people who were just trying to be at the beach. And this was, you know, at night. And so apparently one of the Marines had asked them, you know, hey, can you stop lighting off the fireworks? I guess he got hit with some of the debris or something. And they jumped him and beat him within an inch of their death, all of them. It's really bad. The one thing about it, it's a horrible story, but the one thing about this that I just, they weren't dressed as Marines. I don't know whether the crowd had any idea that they were. I think that's incidental to the story. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just, this is three people who were at the beach and complained to another group of people about the noise they were making and then got violently attacked. And I think in your mind, when you hear the headline, you form the idea like this was somehow anti-military or anti-Marines or something like that. And I just don't think it was. And kind of the, you know, unless something comes out that says that's not the case. It's a horrible incident. Don't get me wrong. It's a horrible incident. I just think that sometimes when we report facts about either perpetrators or victims of crime, and we mention, like, you know, the person who did this thing was a former Navy, or the person who suffered this thing is a Marine in this case. And it doesn't have anything to do with the story, really. You know what I mean? But we bring it in because it sort of raises our level of reaction, when I don't think it really has anything to do with it. But it's genuinely an awful thing, you know, to have something like this happen.
This is considered an assault with a deadly weapon because of the amount of suspects that we are investigating. The weapons that were used were their feet while these victims were on the ground. So regardless if the victims choose prosecution or choose medical attention, the Sheriff's Department is going to investigate this to the fullest and try to determine who the suspects are.
I think that's the Orange County Sheriff there talking about that, and good, appropriately so. It's absolutely an awful thing to have happen. 558 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? It's Fiesta. I mean, I keep forgetting, but it's just, I don't know why, but it's Fiesta all week, like
it's
tonight.
It's so fast.
Surrender
yeah.
of the City, 7:15 at Seville Quarter. Looking forward to that. We got the Fiesta Boat Parade coming up on Saturday, launching from the Yacht Club about midday, okay? So you can watch it from Sanders Beach Resource Center or Plaza Luna downtown Pensacola. Then, of course, we got the coronations coming up in a week and a half. We got the Fiesta Parade is this Friday at 7 o'clock
no,
along
it's
the state.
Not.
Yeah, exactly. That, like,
oh,
this stuff's rushing
That's
up
so
on us.
Great.
But yeah, so happy Fiesta days, y'all.
Happy Fiesta.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News